Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints, and we greet you in the very precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. Our scripture reading this morning is found in Psalm 75, verses 6 and 7, and it reads, "For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He put it down one and set it up another." I'm going to read that one more time. "For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He put it down one and set it up another." Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day that you've allowed us to see. A new day filled with new mercies, O God, and for that we simply thank you. Lord, first of all, we want to come before your presence and repent of any wrongdoing that we've done, sins of omission and commission, Lord. We ask that you forgive us right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, this morning, we pray for promotion, O God, for you said in your word that you are the judge and that you put it down one and set it up another. So, Lord, as we pray this morning, we realize that a number of your saints have been waiting, O God, patiently for promotion. They've been waiting for the next step in their life, for the next dimension to open, O God. And this morning, Lord, we pray that you would simply open that door for them in the name of Jesus. We pray that you would make a way, O God, for them, for their faithfulness, for their diligence, Lord, for their preparation, O God. We pray that you would create open doors, give favor, O God, so that they can move forward in their career in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, this morning, that you would simply give favor, O God, where favor currently does not exist. We simply pray that you would give favor, O God. We pray that you would touch the hearts of the managers, O God. We pray that you would touch the hearts of the interview panel, O God. We pray that you would simply touch the hearts of those, Lord, who might not even know your people, O God, but are in positions of authority to make hiring decisions, O God. So, Lord, we don't pray for promotion just for the sake of promotion, Lord, but we pray that we are promoted so that we can be blessings to others, O God. We want to be an instrument for your kingdom, O God. We want to be a greater influence in the body of Christ, O God. So we pray, O God, that as you give this promotion, we pray, O God, that greater influence comes so that we might spread your word, O God, so that we might be a light in dark places, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we pray this morning for a promotion, which is simply a sign of your favor, O God. So wherever we go, that men and women will know that we are yours, O God, and that we walk in the light, and that we are children of the light, and that you have brought us out of the darkness and into the marvelous light. So, Lord, let the promotion come as a sign of your goodness, O God. For you said goodness and mercy would follow us all the days of our lives, and we would dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So, Lord, this morning we simply pray. We pray for all of those who are on the phone right now, Lord, who might have been discouraged, O God. So much time has elapsed since their last promotion. We pray, O God, for those who might be discouraged because of a negative boss or co-workers who are troublemakers or condescending, O God. We pray, Lord, that you would encourage them, O God, and that you would lift up their head. For you said to lift up your head, O ye gates, and be everlasting lifted up, and the King of glory shall come in. So, Lord, we pray that their heads would be lifted up and that they would run with zeal towards their destiny in you, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless them for their faithfulness, O God. Some have been tithing into your kingdom for many years. Some have been blessings to others for many years, oh God. And we pray that you would bless them, Lord, for their diligence, for their faithfulness, for their commitment, oh God. For we recognize that you are a God who understands faithfulness, because the Bible said, great is thy faithfulness. So bless your people, Lord, in whatever endeavor they pursue, in the name of Jesus. And for those who don't have a job and are looking, Lord, we pray that you would open a door for them, that they might get a job, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray, O God, that you would make ways for them where there is no way, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning, O God. We thank you and we give you all the glory in our lives, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, because we understand your word, we pray, Lord, for our President-elect, President Trump, Lord, for he could not have been promoted to the office of president without your will being done. So, Lord, we pray this morning for him, that you would bless him, O God, give him greater wisdom, greater understanding, greater compassion, O God, in the name of Jesus. For you said that the king's heart is in your hand, and you turneth it whatsoever you will. So, Lord, we pray this morning in the name of Jesus, and for all those who are being promoted as a result of his win, Lord, all of those in the cabinet that he selected, we pray that you would bless them, O God, in their new promotion, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this time of prayer. Thank you for this time of communication with you, Lord. For you said in your word, whatsoever we ask according to your will, that you heareth us. Hallelujah. And that no good thing will you withhold from them who walk uprightly before you, Lord. So we've been walking uprightly before you, Lord. We've been walking according to your statutes and your word. And we ask, O God, that you will release the thing that we've been praying about, O God, in the name of Jesus. You know what's best for us, O God. So we ask that you simply bless us with the thing that you have for us. Don't allow us to get anything, O God, that will take us away from you and your will. But bless us with the blessing, O God, that will draw us closer to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all of your saints, O God. Thank you for your people who've been committed to prayer. Thank you. We ask you to bless them, O God. Bless them, Lord. Bless them abundantly, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the promotion that you have for us, Lord. We count it done according to your will. We count it done according to your favor. We count it done according to your word, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you this morning. Now, Lord, we pray, O God, if there's any sick that are on the phone right now, that you touch their bodies, O God. Bring healing and bring deliverance right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For you said in your word, with your stripes we are healed, O God. And we pray this morning for a great day, Lord. We pray for a great day, knowing that you have promotion in store for us, knowing that you have favor on our lives, knowing that you have greatness before us. We thank you for the great day that is before us right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we give you honor. And Lord, we give you praise. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank God. And amen. Saints, remember as you go forward on this week, remember the various announcements for the Temple of Healing Waters Church. Remember that every first Monday of the month is Men's Monday, where all of the men come together for Bible study and fellowship. Every first Wednesday of the month is Women's Wednesday, where all of the ladies come together for Bible study, fellowship, and various activities. Every first Thursday of the month is our Refocus Ministry, which is our grief and bereavement ministry, where we come together to study, to continue to heal, and to sharpen one another. another as we go through the grief and bereavement process. Remember the prayer that we prayed this morning according to Psalm 75 and 6 and 7. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He put it down one and set it up another. So everything that you've been waiting on, every promotion, every increase in your salary, is in the hands of God and not in the hands of man. Remember that. Because no man, no woman can control you when you realize that your life and your destiny and your future is in the hands of the Lord. Remember the Lord, He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. Be blessed. Have a wonderful day. Remember that I love you, but most of all, that God loves you. And He sent His darling Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for you and I, so that we might have everlasting life. Be blessed. Have a wonderful day. And remember to tell somebody about what the Lord has done for you. Take care.